Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So, we're kind of out and about here. Boy, kind of a rough day today on the 11-11-11. Anybody, you could probably type into Fast Chat if you've seen any strange clouds recently, maybe. And tonight is our paranormal night, but we're going to be doing some special healing with people and things. So we'll just kind of stick with the 11-11 theme today. Everybody's probably wondering about that. So what we're going to first do is see if we can bring forth an energy of peace for everybody. Peace is always wonderful. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, more peace energy for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, people are saying they got a rough day, looks like. I have a hard time. My fast chat kind of blinks off and on here. So here we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring forth an energy here also that people might enjoy having. And we're going to bring in the energy of one of the water light beings. And I'm trying to see which one wants to come up. It looks like the penguins would like to come in. So we bring the penguins in on some of the conference calls that we have, which we have the healing Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Here comes the penguins. So just experience them. They're kind of joyful, so stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And great. Larry is doing the crystal skull clearing for the Mayan elder. I think there's 13 skulls that went across the states here to California for some big event this coming weekend. And if you're a veteran, since I think today is Veterans Day, if I'm not mistaken, we'll bring in an energy here of peace for you now. This will be a different energy. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. That's, I'll bring in one more energy. Now, let's bring in some light chip chocolate. So here it comes. So just sit back and relax. You might be able to come into your mouth here. You're actually going to be on the food court. This will not work on the archive, just part of it. I'm not going to take anybody up to the light ship to experience this unless, you know, you're on the call maybe tomorrow. But here's the light ship chocolate coming. Just remember, we do things live here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yummy, yummy. 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I need to get a little glass of water here. Very good. So I think Carrie's on tonight. We'll see. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday night on BBS. And indeed, it is 11-11-11, the date we've all been a little bit worried about coming up. But I know a lot of people have been doing timeline crashes on it. And, Ron, I know you did some work. I think a few days ago you were mentioning on a show the other day that you were working on taking the energy off the date today. My day wasn't too bad. It was very busy today. I was running around a lot, and I did seem to have an unusually high amount of people with big problems that were calling different friends who have various calamities going on in their lives, and a couple of relatives, too. So maybe it was a sort of a culmination day of that. It certainly seemed like it for me. I don't know about everybody else. Maybe you could type in, and I'm looking at the fast chat right now, trying to refresh it and see if people are making any comments yet. But and you were mentioning the cloud. Shannon is saying large, ominous, flat-bottom clouds that she was seeing in Southern California. We do have a storm system that's moved in here in Southern California, and there are a lot of clouds, a lot of dark ones, too. We had a little rain, so I don't know if that's connected to it, Ron, or if that's just another day with weird clouds. I don't know. What were yours like up in your area or your end of California?
Well, we're in Northern California. It wasn't too bad until maybe the afternoon, I think, and really didn't pay too much attention to them. I did see one that looked like a weird-looking submarine. That was kind of interesting here. But other than that, you know, clouds are clouds, and there's a lot of ship clouds here. And it just is quite interesting how the aliens want to appear and show themselves to us. So, and again, I think there's some big events here up in Mount Shasta area that people are viewing or seeing or coming to worship things. So here we go. So let's bring in some more peace energy, and then we'll do something to get rid of the energies. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do a time crash for the 11-11-11. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another crash here. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do a satellite clearing. And this one's free on the website. Here we go. Crashing some satellites. Now, these normally work with the implants on the top of your head, so you might feel that. We also have a clearing, which is the 2,000 years of darkness clearing. That's free, too. But this is a satellite crashing, so, boy, at the count of 10 again. Yeah, a lot of energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This might be a big abduction day, maybe, or something. The energies right now in this program is very intense for me. Boy, very strange. I'll just see if anybody else feels a lot of intensity here on this BBS program, or maybe your day is already went to hell in a handbasket because of the 11-11-11. I'm sure that the New Agers will say it's been a wonderful change in how things are happening. I'm turning off time right now for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. Time's being shut off from the light ship. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, maybe you guys are coming back here now. Hopefully everything will be fine with you. You might feel your consciousness changing a little bit here. And I'm going to bring in some of the military forces here to help out people on the call here in case you're having trouble. Remember, this is your choice. Here they come, and the defense fleet is coming. So you may have some relief instantly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yep, they're here. So, wow. So let's bring in they're all here, but we'll see if we can give you a little experience here. So here we go. We'll bring in the last 3 days have been hell in a handbasket. Yep, that's very possible. So let's say, let's bring in the United States of America elite forces here. These are the ones down under with the Founding Fathers. So here they come into your room if you wish, or they'll just be outside of your house, but you may feel their presence. So we'll bring in the, I guess I'll bring in the Russians and the British. So here comes the forces here. They'll only come member if they wish to. So we'll just command the energy here to see if they wish to come in. I have no control over them coming or not. But here they come. 1, if they wish to. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get it? And again, stronger. We'll see on the fast chat a few people like that. So this is the United States of America elite alien fighting forces. We'll bring in the Russians next here. Here they come. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My whole body's vibrating. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. Stronger. And now we'll bring in the British. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now they're coming in good. 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll increase the energy. So stronger. Okay. So, Carrie, I don't know what to ask you there. But here we go. I don't know.
Yeah.
Since you're British or English, whatever.
Yes, both.
Yes, you were probably raised there, I think. But
yeah.
I know that you're like a worldly person here, I think, but going all over. But how does the the British alien soldier, fighting soldiers feel to you?
Well, whenever you bring them in specifically, I always just start grinning my head off, and that happened again. So, yeah, it always feels really nice to me when you specifically bring them in, yeah. So, thank you. Thanks for all the others, too.
If anyone else has one they'd like to experience, type it in on the fast chat, please. So, back to you again,
okay.
Carrie.
All right. So, excuse me. Kathy is reminding us about the crystal skull clearing, and she's saying I think she bought that while we were doing the show on Wednesday, Ron, when you were talking about the crystal skulls, and somebody had called in and mentioned that there was the convention going on in LA where they're bringing all 13 of them together, and I believe that was starting today. So that's probably another heavy energy that we could be experiencing today. So, a lot going on. I'm feeling a little discombobulated right now, I think probably from all that, but I'm happy that you've brought the soldiers in, so that's wonderful. Thank you.
We got one request for the African soldiers. In New York, it was quite something. When they came in, they were very large. So what I sort of found is the Americans are kind of like Americans, okay? The British seem to be very tight-lipped, right? You know, they're just kind of like with that type of personality, just getting down to business. And when the Russians came in, they had probably the most hard energy. So I don't want to, down anybody else, but, boy, they were very comforting. Now, when the Africans came in, these guys were big. I mean, they felt like they were about 7 feet tall. Very muscular, kind of like athletes. So just picture maybe like a football player, at their best body build. And that's how the Africans felt. So here they come. You can have your own experience on this here. And here we go. So we'll ask them to come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we have a request for the Japanese soldiers that fight the aliens. So, here we go. We'll ask if they'll come in. Remember, this is all their choice. I can't command anybody here. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie. Any other requests there?
Okay. There was something somewhere. There are a lot of comments. Ted is saying, holy crap. I hope we're allowed to say that word. I'm allowed to read it out. Gee, that is really something, Ron, he's saying. And Kathy's saying that she's feeling their presence and a loss of heaviness in her head. Ellen is saying every cell in my body is vibrating very strong. And Mika is saying such a strong presence all around. Nikki, thank you, very powerful. Ellen, cleared, protect space around me. Oh, my gosh. Marsha and Tom are feeling heat. I'm feeling heat, too. Very protective, serious energy. So, yeah, a lot of people are feeling this very strongly. I'm kind of, I don't know, almost shuddering. It's like I feel like I should be looking down and seeing myself shuddering, although I'm not actually seeing it, but I feel it. gosh, let's see. Are we having any requests for any others? Mika saying, can't stop smiling. Amy, thank you so much. Ron, Shane, electric energy in the air, very electric. Canadian soldiers, Danish, Swedish, Finnish, or Norwegian, Randy's asking. Is there a Scandinavian army, Ron?
Boy, I don't know. Let's see here what we could do.
Pete's asking about Australia and New Zealand. I think you brought in the Australians.
It could be a two-hour show here. Okay, let's do, since Pete's in Australia, we'll bring those in. Here we go. And got to connect here. Okay, here we go. One, two, these are the Australian soldiers. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, and now they're good. Okay. I got a yawn here. A lot of energy. So here we go. Here they come in. Stronger, 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 stronger. One of them on kangaroo. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're bringing the Canadians here. That's the request, too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we are.
We have one other request, Ron. Nikki's
asking. All these nationalities of people listening here. It's kind of hard. We got to do one of those for...
Is there an Iceland?
Somebody, we've got Danish, Swedish, Finnish, or Norwegian. Boy, from Randy. Let's see here.
And we have Iceland in there, too, Nikki's
asking. Okay, we'll do Iceland here. Yeah, that's a big group. Very
is it?
They come. One,
wow.
Two, three, four, five, six. They're already here. Okay, so stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's now, I guess we'll bring in the, we have Italians here. I think we didn't do that one yet. So let's do that. Then we'll go back to, we'll have to decide which one to do from that group of, maybe the Norwegians, I guess. I don't know. But whatever you want to pick, Carrie, you can figure out which one you want to bring here. But
okay.
Here we go. Italians. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, this is a paranormal show, so we're definitely paranormal now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I wonder if your rooms are getting filled. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, which one do we want to do out of those four there? Carrie, any ideas?
I don't know. I don't know which ones have, I think, I know Finland has an army. I'm assuming, you know, the Danes I don't think were, maybe Sweden or Norway. Ron, I don't know which one normally has an army. Does it make a difference if they have an army on the surface as to whether they're doing this currently?
It has to be from past wars, so I don't perceive much with Sweden.
Okay.
Let's see here.
I know Finland was fighting Russia.
Yeah, let's do one for. It's really hard, but we do have Ed in. Australia calling. Oh, Austria, excuse me. I'm sorry, Ed. Okay, here we go, Ed. We're going to bring in your army. So here we go. Australian army. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, these are the Italians are here. Yay. Okay. It must be Italian. I don't know. Okay, everybody. Let's just bring in, I'm not feeling the energy that much personally on the Swedish and also Norway, so I don't know what to say. And the other two, I'm just not sure. So,
okay.
Just not sure. The other ones are pretty powerful. Did we do Japanese yet?
Yes, we did. We did.
Okay, so I think we probably covered most of them. We could bring in the German army. Let's bring that in. They're pretty intense right now. I guess they wanted to come in. Here they come, the German army. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, there we are. So, we'll see what's on the fast chat here, Carrie. It's been, a lot of stuff has been going on there.
Yeah.
You know, I need a larger computer screen or something here. I mean,
I feel like I should be saluting or something.
Yeah. what I will say, if any of you out there listening feel like you are doing something at night, you know, with a military service, you probably are. You might be enlisted, even though you may not recognize that. So that could be, you know, something that you may be doing at night, you know, fighting the aliens. So you could have bleed through from that, too. We do have Native Americans. Let's do that. They feel very peaceful. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, there's just oodles of comments still. Mika's saying that the Africans have such a soulful presence. Annika says it feels very strong and powerful. Austin says tension left his body a lot since the start of the show. Mika's feeling giddy. And I'm just going to the next page here. Spirit saying that anxiety is leaving. Shane, I'm sweating, vibrating, and shimmers out just outside normal view. Let's see, there's just loads and loads of comments. People are getting, Everett is saying he's feeling warm, like he's sitting in front of a campfire. Truth just got on, says, just got on, what are the soldiers doing, Ron? So maybe if for people that came in late today, you can just quickly explain what's going on, what you've been doing.
Yeah, in a nutshell, with the time-traveling energies throughout time, people from the past who were living, they could all be dead now, we'll say, but there are live ones living here right now, but the ones in the past, maybe World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, etc., a lot of those soldiers may not be living now. But what happened was they were being used in time travel to come back or to go into the future in the boot camp stage, okay? So what happens is the United States of America government underground is in charge of this whole operation of alien fighting. The code name for it is Gray Skies. And from there, the people were being taken in their boot camp area. This could even be World War I going back to about 500 A.D. Anybody who was in some type of, say, army or military, something like that at that time, or was doing battles with other people. They're all enlisted, so they were just time travels. Time stopped for them, and whatever they were doing at the present moment, basically in the war situations, like we'll say the Civil War, they were just told that, you know, probably the war stopped or something like that, maybe, or just frozen in time, asked if they wanted to go into the future to fight aliens, but maybe not exactly told that, but just a new mission or something like that, and they went into the future, got trained how to fight the aliens, even if they're, you know, just using maybe, you know, a slingshot or something. They were taught how to use alien weaponry at their current age, brought back into our timeline right here, right now, and, you know, we have this joint world force now fighting aliens. So this may sound a little strange, but remember, this is our paranormal show. We're bringing in different military forces right now that you could feel as they are fighting the aliens. There's a lot of them. I'd say probably 20 to 25% of our current population of people are fighting the aliens underground and also on the surface here. So that's basically what it's about. And they're here. They're here to save the planet from aliens abducting you and everything else. So that's what it's about. And hopefully they'll get rid of them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And when you bring them all forward, Ron, are they coming into our homes, or where are you bringing them to?
They're going to be just outside of your conscious reality. And they're not going to show up because they'd probably frighten everybody if all of a sudden they appeared physical in your room when you saw probably 500 of them. So that would not be too good for you. For them, it wouldn't matter because they're real. And sometimes the energy gets kind of heavy because they are dealing with special weaponry to fight the aliens. But that's kind of what it's about, and they're here. So we'll ask them to leave now, because we don't want them to stick around too long for you. So we'll ask them to leave. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Did you bring us back from the light ship when we had the chocolate cake? I'm kind of assuming you must have, but I don't remember you saying anything.
Yes. It was just momentarily, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then Larry has kind of a question that kind of relates to the soldiers coming from the past, going to the future for their training, and coming back to what we consider the present now. And he's asking, did they teleport robots from the future? I think that's in connection with this, Ron.
Very possibly. It all depends what they have, what they're bringing back from the future. Could it be robots? I would say it could be. I won't say that they are robots, but it could be possible.
All right. And then I know a while back, pages ago now, because we've had so many comments from people, and thanks for typing everything in about what you were feeling about all this, Ed was asking something along the lines of how do we... I'm not able to read this directly, Ed. I'm not sure how many pages back, but Ed was asking about how we ensure that our spirit doesn't get fooled into coming back to Earth if we do get out of here after all this has gone down.
That's in the future. I can't talk about that because the light only works in the current moment.
Okay. Okay. Freedom is asking about the soldiers. Are these only soldiers killed in war or anybody who fought?
It'd be anybody who fought, but they were still alive in order to be time-traveled into the future, okay? So they have to be alive. And they were brought into the future, you know, if they were, you know, wearing something kind of strange-looking as what we have now, they'd still be wearing that same particular uniform or whatever. Might be a tunic or something, you know, but they're brought into the future and given new clothing, trained, and then brought back here. Now, what will happen is when their mission is done, whatever that would be, time-wise, which I have no control over, then they will go back to the exact moment in time that they were taken. I won't use the word abduction for that, but it kind of, in a sense, it would be like an abduction. Because they're being taken into a timeline, but they had free choice to turn it down, okay? And so if they were maybe having a, sitting in front of a barbecue, you know, the ones that are back in 500 AD, maybe they had a pig in front of them that they're eating, and they were ready to put part of the pig in front of their mouth. They were frozen in time, brought back or brought into the future doing their mission right now. Then when they get brought back, they will be in that next moment ready to eat that piece of pig. So that's the way it works. And so they have no memory of what they're doing right now.
Wow. So Ed kind of has a question that goes with that. Ed in Austria, and he's asking, do they suffer trauma and stress?
No, none whatsoever. If they are killed by fighting the aliens, the light ship, and myself will put them back to life again. So there's nobody out there fighting that will have to have casualties.
Okay, and then Hank is asking, just for some confirmation, did you say about 20% of Earth's population is fighting aliens?
That is correct.
I know you did mention that on another show recently.
It's around 20 to 25% of the population right now that's fighting. Remember, there's a lot of people that have died in the past. The world population, is probably quite large compared to what we have right now. So even though it sounds like a lot, it probably really isn't. But, they are going into a lot of the underground bases and stuff. So that's the way it works.
Okay. So 20% of the number that we believe is the population, as in, between 6 and 7 billion people, it's 20% of that number. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. So let's have a look here if we have any other questions. We've got so many pages, I'm scrolling through here. I know Shannon was asking for an update. Will you give us the status of Gray Skies? I'm not sure if she means the project Gray Skies.
I don't know about where they are with that, okay? The Gray Skies is the wording that is used for the campaign to fight the aliens. The campaign name is Gray Skies. So that's what it is. If you're a military person listening here, maybe you're high up in the military, you might be able to get information from that, possibly, by asking somebody who's also very, very, very high up, but they may not have the information of what's really going down because you're on the surface here. But I'm sure there are some military officers that do know what's happening, especially the remote viewers, as they get information for what I'm talking about here, and they can tune into those frequencies. So they will understand what's really happening. And you yourself know what these soldiers felt like as we brought them in earlier. So
okay.
It's quite interesting the way it works. And it's, thankful that they're out there helping.
Oh, I know.
But I will say there's been some people that I've talked with who have been given codes by people for healings. And my understanding is that it started, this is probably most of the people that have possibly been on the Yahoo group of Creation Lightship. So there's been codes being exchanged by people, maybe exchanging one code for another. You're actually, in a sense, trying to cheat the light, and that's what's happening. It's definitely harmed me a lot because people are not having healings. Okay, so what happens is if you happen to have code sent to you by someone and you use that code, you were never healed by the light ship. I had no information about that. That's why you have to come on and either connect with me personally or use the PayPal to get that healing. That's why it's so very important. So if you have did a healing, maybe another family's member, something like that, you bought it for yourself maybe, and you did it for someone else, didn't pay for it, they did not have a healing. But what happened? The light of the darkness cloned the website as you worked with that person, and you got connected energetically to probably some alien race or races. So that's the first thing. If you were just sent a code and you thought it would work for you, by not paying for it, the same thing could take place. So it's very, very bad. What I'd like people to do is to come forward and send me some emails on who is doing this process. I have seen some that looks pretty bad. I'm really beside myself of what to do here with this, but I can tell you that you are connected to alien races because the light was not doing healings to you or for you. This has been going on, to my knowledge, from what I can understand, for about 2.5 years now. So very possibly one of these people that could have come on who maybe had a code sent to them through a friend or something, or it got out there throughout the Internet by people doing these free clearings that would not be from the light ship but the light of the darkness, posing as the same website. We know about clones and how clones can look just like you. And when that happens, that your spirit is not involved with the healing, but your spirit knows what's connecting to it. Remember, your spirit will never allow darkness to come into it, but it will come into your body. So the worst thing is that you have probably been connected to darkness, and I need to know who you people are, who sent you the emails. I need to know all that information so I can help you, because this is not a light thing that's happening here. And I need you all to come clean if you're listening or know somebody who has done this, so I can start to help to get rid of the aliens that are infecting you. And this is the problem that I'm having here. So the most unfortunate thing is the fact that you could have had a clearing code sent to you, and it doesn't matter really who sent it, because I could put all the codes on the website for people to look at, but you have to pay for them first. Now, if that was sent to you and you did it and did it for someone, they are now infected by some alien race, which is very, very bad. The next thing is that from there, if you send it to somebody else and they send it to some other friends, then you are responsible for contacting those people and telling them that they are infected by darkness, because that healing did not work for them. And so this is kind of very upsetting to me that this has happened. And I don't know how anybody could think they could steal light, because your spirit is of light, and your spirit will never do the healing for you. So if just to say it over again, if the healing code did not come from me personally, or you didn't get it, or you got it, you know, from PayPal, you're fine. But if you got it any other way, I need to know how to help you, and I need you to forward me the emails that you may have had from somebody from the past. This could have been going on for 2.5 years, so I can help you to find out what healings to do for you to get you unattached to the aliens. What's actually happening, if you maybe got one or two codes, and maybe you paid for 10 of them, you are now attached by aliens, and it's going to take me, it's going to be a problem on me as you have more future healings, because the aliens now are going to be attacking me because they're with you. And so what you're involved with is this dark energy pool of consciousness of aliens, and it's just very, very bad. You know, how this even got started, I don't know. But this is what's happening. And so I need you to come clean, to send me and forward me the emails that you have got from people who have sent you codes, so I can know how to help you. Otherwise, you know, you got this dark energy on you, and it may not leave you until I can figure out what it is and how it happened. If you did pay for all the clearings on the website, you have no problem whatsoever, because the light is working with you. So that's kind of the bottom line. So what you want to do is put in the subject box stolen codes. So I'll be able to probably put those into a folder. And then from there, I'll get that information and see what's going down, what's happening, because it's just very, very bad that people are doing this. It really destroys my mission here because of what's going on. And remember, it just takes that one millionaire out there to help us out, to talk to the whole planet here. And if that one millionaire person did happen to get the codes, or maybe somebody in their family line, and it didn't work for them, because it won't work, they may say, well, forget that. I'm not going to tell my Uncle Harry about this here. So for me, this is a big betrayal. I don't know what to say about it. I'm trying to be as much in neutral as possible. But for yourself, if it happened to you, you got screwed over. So, and it doesn't matter where it came from. You have to pay for the clearing. So it's kind of like a person in a store who is selling a gun, and then the person we sold the gun to committed the crime. You know, it's you that had the gun if that happened, okay? So you can't really blame the person that sent you the codes. It's you that used them. So anyway, we have our conference call coming up here. It'll be starting probably in about 3 minutes or so. The phone number, it's a Q&A call. It'll be 45 minutes in length, so I have to do things after that. So I'd like to get the people who are brand new to the call here to come on about finding out about creation, lightship, healing, etc. And the phone number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. And I'll repeat that again, 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. So it's on the fast chat here. So come on, if you have any questions about stolen codes, I'll answer those too. But those codes have never worked for anybody. And if you are using them, you better figure out what codes you paid for, because if you are using a stolen code, it will not work for you. So, hope to see you on the call. I need to get some water here. I'll be back probably about 3 or 4 minutes. Just call in. And if somebody calls in first, just start talking so that, you know, you're going to know that you're on the call. So, blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. Tomorrow night's program is on Saturday, same station, Station 2. And it'll be Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, same time as this one. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night.